joined by one of the men who had their lives drastically changed 30 years ago today. It was the Gretzky trade. Where were you when? Well, this guy has a unique perspective. He's Martin Gelina, who was in that trade. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Boomer. I'm doing awesome. How about you guys?
We're good. You know, it's we're in Calgary. It's hot. Where are you? Are you in town or are you...
You know, I'm in Kelowna, actually, right now. A little smoky right now.
Yeah.
And pretty busy. It was busy last weekend. But we have a place there and happy to have my kids with me. And so it's good. Yeah,
nice.
All good. Yeah.
So does it feel like 30 years ago today?
No, it doesn't. You know, I just kind of, people, every year, I kind of forget about it. And radio from Shawinigan always call me. So I know, okay, well, the date is coming. And then yesterday they mentioned, okay, it's 30 years. And I just couldn't believe it. They went that fast. But it was incredible. From my perspective, where I was at the time, I was 18 years old, just got drafted by the LA King, and excited to go there because I had a chance to go to LA. Had a feel that I could play right away. And a few months later, I'm in hockey school in Shawinigan, just outside of Shawinigan, in Cap-la-Madeleine. Can you say that, Boomer?
No, I cannot. Okay. I'm not even going to try. I'll hurt myself.
So I'm doing a little hockey school, and it's about lunchtime. I'm grabbing a burger, and a reporter comes to me and said, you got traded for Wayne Gretzky. And I just kind of looked at him. I mean, first of all, back then, you got to remember that those trades did not happen. And a big player like Wayne Gretzky never happened. So I just kind of chuckled and kept going. And then one more reporter. And it's just like, for Shawinigan, when you got five reporters asking you the same question, you realize, well, it might be something there. So, and shortly after that, I got called to get a call from Glenn Sater, and Glenn said, we traded for you and you're coming to Edmonton.
So did you feel like they traded Wayne Gretzky for me? Like that's all, it was straight one for one?
One for one, yeah, one for one. No, I, to be honest with you, I didn't even ask who was involved in the trade, and obviously the media and the reporters knew and so on. So they just knew it was a big deal, and the big deal was more so $15 million that came from LA to Edmonton.
Yeah. So were you disappointed? Because LA is a great spot. I like you say, it'd be fun going to go to California. You went down there, saw the Forum, Hollywood. And now you get the calls, I guess that's not happening. Was there a disappointment that you felt in going to Edmonton?
Yeah, the disappointment was not for the scenery. It was more so because I just had a feel that, you know, you got to remember, LA didn't have that good of a team. And now I'm going to Edmonton, where I'm going to a dressing room where you have Messier, Anderson, Curry, Tikkanen. The list goes on and on. So my chances of making the team... and it was more selfish reason. It was just going to be tougher to make. And lucky enough, back then, you didn't have a roster limit. And Glenn Sater kept me around until Christmas. And then I went to the World Championship and started playing full-time at 19 years old. But it was a blessing. You know, not that, you know, it would have been a great start for me in L.A., but... I think going to Edmonton and learning and from all the leadership that was in that room and just watching the way they prepare and engage and get ready every game and every day, I think it was a blessing for me.
Chatting with Marty Gelina, part of that huge Wayne Gretzky trade 30 years ago today, our guest on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. I know we've had this discussion before, and like you say, you have it just about every year, but... When you go to Edmonton, the players they're going to welcome you into the room, but did it feel, it had to have felt like different, like a different feel than any other hockey trade because of the magnitude of it and because what Gretzky meant to the Oilers. Did the city, the fans, or the players, did it feel awkward at all because of the nature of that trade?
You know, it did. In the dressing room, you know what, it's like you walk in the room, full of guys. Obviously, Gretz was well respected from his teammate and love and won cups and championship. And obviously they were disappointed. But when you get a new player coming and more so for me, so Jimmy Carson was a little bit different because he was established in that league. And I'm not sure how he felt, but from my perspective, I was just 18 years old. I never played in the NHL. I'm just a draft pick that just got traded. So really, never had an impact in the NHL before, so just came along. So I was welcome, especially from sitting right beside me in the dressing room was Craig McTavish, and made me feel welcome, and it was like a father figure for me, and was really good. So I felt welcome. There's no question that the fans were upset and disappointed and so on. And the only way that you could change that is by winning. And in the course of the season, you could still feel it and why this happened, why the Oilers did that and so on, why Pocklington did this to the team. But we ended up winning 2 years later a Stanley Cup, and people forgot and moved on.
Now, that year, the Oilers fall to Gretzky and the Kings in the playoffs, correct?
Yep, that's right.
That had to have been a bit of a surreal feeling because you don't know you're going to win the next year, but that had to have felt like, boy, this is how it's going to go for us. Wayne's going to get us now.
He's best player in the league. He could change a game just on his own. So at that time I was in junior, so I didn't play in the playoff round the first year. So I was back in junior, so didn't get a feel for it. But you knew wherever Wayne was going to go, he was going to make an impact on his team and his teammate.
And then, of course, like you say, you go on and you win a Stanley Cup. That cup without Gretzky, was that it's your first, and I guess the question I'm asking, it would have been different for all the Oilers fans. I almost wonder, was it more satisfying, or did it? I wonder if it felt a little flat for them because Wayne wasn't there. They still would have had that Wayne hangover. I'm guessing they were probably good with it, winning the Stanley Cup. I just wonder what that had to have felt like.
Yeah, you know, it was not flat, and I think there was some excitement that, okay, we can make that work without the best player in the world playing our team. But it was not flat because I think people embraced the leadership of Marc Messier as our captain, embraced the way he played. It was a different style, different player, but he made it work. And he made it work with all the players that we had. And we had still had a great team. We obviously, Wayne was gone, but we were still surrounded by great players and great leadership. And it was not flat because Marc Messier doesn't play flat. He plays with excitement and passion, and he brought that to our team, and the fans embraced that.
I was going to say, there's a lot of teams where if you were to trade your best player, your face of your franchise, and your captain, there might be a little while. Well, we'll wait to see who emerges as the captain. We'll play things by ear. There was no need there, right? I would guess that Messier was the clear guy to take over. Was there ever any doubt that he had to have had control of that room right from day one, right?
Right day one. You know, I've seen a lot of great leaders, and he's got a gift. That when he speaks, guys listen, and he's got a gift. Like he is a talker, and when he talks, guys listen and embrace what he's saying. So, and not only that he could talk, but he could play, and he could play mean, and he could play hard, and he could score goals. And then he was surrounded by, you got to remember, you're a great player, Esa Tikkanen at his prime, Glenn Anderson was still flying, so Craig McTavish, good journeyman, and then Craig Simpson, and just so many great players that were in that dressing room that surrounded him and embraced his leadership.
So when's the being a Calgary Flame coach, being a Calgary Flame player for the better part of a decade or more, when's the last time you've put on your Edmonton Oilers Stanley Cup ring?
You know what? I don't even know where it's at right now. Oh, I gotta find it, but it's been a long, long time. Yeah, I, in 2004 when we lost out You know what? It might have been actually last night. I probably wore my ring. It's probably when I worked for Nashville, and we went into the playoffs. I haven't worn it in a long, long time, so might have to bring it back. Might be a little dusty now.
Might be. Hopefully, it still fits. Hey, you're in good shape. It'll still fit.
Oh yeah, you know, I think it probably still fits. Yeah.
Shifting gears, we're chatting with Marty Gelinas now. You were in China, I understand, on a bit of a reconnaissance mission, getting the lay of the land, to understand, and get ready for the team to head over. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So when they're just about 10 days ago, and it was interesting. It was a fun, I think, very useful trip. So I went there with Sean O'Brien, who takes care of all our travel and helps the team and so on. So we went there for 10 days. We spent 3 days in Beijing and got a feel for the building, the hotel. I think the management were a little worried about food and so on. So pretty lucky we're staying at some nice hotels that will be fine there. It's a different... Have you been to China before, Boomer?
I have not been.
I have been. I've been to Shanghai. Yeah. Are you guys doing Beijing and Shanghai? Is that right?
Yeah, both of them. So it's just a different world. I think it'll be a great experience for our players, but it's just a long way. So Beijing was awesome. I think we're going to find a way to do a team building. We'll go to Great Wall. We did the Forbidden City, so it'd be nice to do with the players. But ultimately, our main focus is playing some hockey and getting a good start. But it'll be a great experience for our team. And Shenzhen, you've been there. It's an incredible city. Someone was telling me that it was 30,000 people 20 or 30 years ago, and now it's 15 million people. So new and big, and the building is and the facility is outstanding. It just takes a little while to get around because you got a lot of people there. But I think overall it'll be a good experience. But it's still a long ways. I think it's 15 hours difference, time difference with Calgary. So so it was good to go see and good to see how I felt after the trip. Because after that, we got to get going. We got a lot of preseason game and we got some new faces and we're excited to get going. But it'll be a little bit of a challenge for sure.
What was the jet lag or the getting reacclimated in Calgary like?
Yeah, you know, it for me, it took me 2 or 3 days and Obi took him a little longer. But, you know, one thing I've been saying that I exercised before I got on the plane. I exercised even if I was tired. I got up in the morning and got back in the routine and got my body moving and so on. And you got to remember that our players are well trained and physically they're at the top of their class and they'll adapt and pretty quick. Our bodies are a little older and a little slower and so on, so it takes a little longer.
Well, take care of yourself. Enjoy the water, because before you know it, you'll be back here. And
oh, yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, we'll be giving it to you, crushing you.
Right, for sure. You always do.
Thanks, Marty. Good to talk to you, pal.
Great talking to you.
See you soon. You bet. Marty Gelinas. 30 years ago today, the Marty Gelinas deal, as it's more commonly known.
That's right. Yeah, that's how I recall it.
Yeah.